For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone. I sincerely pray and want you all to be doing well. You know, I think of, remember John, is it 3 John 2? I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. I was reading a commentary about that a while back, and that was just a great greeting as well as an intention, but what a great greeting. I wish above all things that you prosper and you're in health. What a great way to greet someone. So maybe I can get real corny. Maybe some of my good mornings and happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays are my way of saying, I wish above all things that you're prospering out there and that you're in good health and that you know the Lord Jesus. But I hope you are also enjoying the season. You're grabbing it, you're savoring it, you're recognizing, wow, God came. He became a man for us because we couldn't get to heaven with sin. We were tainted because of Adam. But heaven came to us in Bethlehem in a virgin girl named Mary. It's the incarnation. God became a man. Emmanuel, God's with us. And then he went to a cross, didn't he, brothers and sisters, to bear the sin of man. Past, present, and future. And the good news there is he rose again on the third day. And he's going to take all of us with him when he comes back to get us. You know what? Think about something. He came the first time. My brothers and sisters, he's coming again, isn't he? He's going to come full of triumph, because he did triumph. We walk in his triumph. But he's going to come again to claim all of us who are his own, and I want you in that group. You're going to laugh at me, but I'm hearing that song, I want to be in that number. Oh my goodness. Can I get a little slap happy on the microphone when it's this early in the morning? Yes, I can, but that is kind of a neat song when you think about those lyrics. I want to be in the number when the saints go marching into heaven with Jesus. Hey, another thing about Christmas, though. Please let it be a reminder to you that change is possible. Light came, brothers and sisters, into a terribly dark situation. Light came after 500 years of darkness. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So if you follow me, capital M, you won't be stumbling through darkness. For living light will flood your path. Goodness. Talk about sitting on a promise. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. If you're in a dark situation right now at the sound of my voice, the light has come. Switch your antenna. Switch the channel. Switch to the light channel. Come on now, work with me. I know you know what I'm talking about. But you got to do it. 1 John, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. John 12:46, Jesus said, I've come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer walk in darkness. Christmas is proof positive that change is possible. Finishing out Isaiah 61, and then tomorrow for our Ask Anna segment, one of our partners wrote in a scripture that I'm going to read, and it touched my heart very much. Another reason why Jesus came. But we were in Isaiah 61. I just want to finish that out. You read it on your own time, but he also gave the oil of joy for mourning, mourning. Oil was employed on occasions of festivity and gladness. Talking about the foreshadowing of Jesus when he came and then what we're to carry out as well. And then finally with Isaiah 61, he gave the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That heaviness means someone who is faint, feeble, and weak. It's used of a lamp that's going out or eyes that are becoming dim. Heaviness. No, God gave you praise. It's in there. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up, says God. It's in there. All right, join me tomorrow on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.